We at Mount Zion's Mission Barbados Four Square Church, with Senior Apostles Dr. Lucille and Chris Beard, invite you to tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory, to hear the powerful Word of God that will transform and change your life. Remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive. Let's hear the Word of God.
A very blessed good morning to listeners in Barbados, Eastern Caribbean, and wherever you're listening from. We're so pleased to be able to come to you again this morning with this program, In God's Glory. We're excited about what God is doing in the earth. Amen. We're excited about what God is doing in our communities. We're excited about what God is doing at Mount Zion's Missions, 4th Avenue, London, St. James. I'm Reverend Dr. Lucille Beard. And with me in the studio is my husband, Apostle Chris. And of course, my associate pastor and intercessor, Reverend Gil Price.
Good morning.
So we greet you and we understand that you're enjoying the program. We thank you for tuning in and we solicit your praise. Keep praying for us that the Lord will use us to speak His mind, His will, and His purpose to you every time we come to this program. Not what I want to say, but what God would have me to say. So we thank God for, again, another chance to share His word with you, share His mind with you, and to be a blessing to you in Jesus' name. At this time, we're going to ask Reverend Gil to pray for us as we begin this program. Reverend Gil.
Thank you, Apostle. Good morning to everyone listening. God bless you. Father, we just magnify and glorify your holy and matchless name because you are God and you are God all by yourself. You are our creator. We thank you, Lord, that every Friday we can come and share your word with the wider community. And we thank you, Father, for your grace, for your love, and for your mercy that you extend to each and every one of us. Bless this program. Bless the apostles. And thank you, Lord, for the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit that will come now and touch lives and transform them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you so much, Reverend Gil. We have so much to talk about today. We want to talk about what God is doing at Mount Zion's Missions as we go through the communities where we've been years ago. We were visiting and we're being blessed to meet people and to pray for them, and people are giving their lives to the Lord. We also want to talk about the 10,000 Points of Light, a program that's initiated by Apostle Wilson, Fitzroy Wilson. And I commend him on that initiative. It's powerful, and that to me is a tool, a mechanism that could bring the church together in a unified manner. So I thank God for the vision that He has given to Apostle Wilson. And I declare at this Sunday, and we have that coming together at the Abundant Life, that we will all come together and bless God and honor God and see His glory and His presence flow upon us. Praise God. We also want to talk about what's coming up for our 30th anniversary. This year, we're celebrating 2 years as a ministry, as Mount Zion's Missions. And we've been through so much experiences, but we all learn to lean on God, to trust God, and to go through, and to remember that we're never alone, but it's always God who's leading us, praise God, taking us through the Red Sea, and that the east wind, is God will always use the east wind to blow on our behalf, to blow and create a way where there's no way. And also that same east wind can blow and create the winds and bring the winds back to overthrow our enemies. So we're learning a lot. And Reverend Gil is also going to share the experiences that they've had last week at the back in Gold Hill and also in Watton. Praise God. And I will share as I continue to share the theme for this year, 2025. Bless God. It's a new day. It's a new era. Bless God. This is our kingdom year, Jubilee year of fulfillment. And I don't want to just say that for over Mount Zion's Missions alone. I believe that the children of God must experience their Jubilee. I believe that the Church of God, I think the Church Universal, is celebrating Jubilee year. And so as we celebrate Jubilee year, I expect that everything that was taken from us, bless God, will be given back to us. That's what Jubilee is all about, restoration. And those things that were held up will be released to us. So I want to motivate you to launch up into the deep, to trust God where you never trusted him before. Trust him where you cannot even see him. You got to reach that stage where you don't see what God is doing, but you believe that God is doing it. And you trust that he's doing it. And you know that he will do it. And you believe that you are going to be victorious in the end. Because everything that God is doing for us is always for our good. All things work together for the good of those that love him and that call unto his name. Praise the name of God. So I want to give Reverend Gill the time at this juncture to share with you, those of you who are listening, on what has been happening at Mount Zion's Missions and how much programs we have coming up, all the exciting programs that are scheduled to be celebrated in Mount Zion's Missions for 2025. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Apostle Lucille. And we, for the month of February, we've been touching the communities that our feet have trod on, that we would have been over the 30 years. And last Sunday, we were in Gall Hill, and Gall Hill was probably the first, when we became a ministry, Gall Hill was the first ministry that we did, first great crusade that we did as a ministry, and God really did a wondrous work. And since then, that's over well over 25 years since then, Gall Hill has grown tremendously. So we went back there with our truck, with our music, preaching the word, challenging people. We had Excellency Minister Justin Canneville, who was able to sing and minister to the young men. And then we went over to Watton. It was tremendous. We thank God. We give a shout out to Gall Hill in Christchurch and Watton. Shout out to all the persons that we would have touched, our ministry team, evangelistic team. They went out touching lives and praying for people and people committed to the Lord, etc. And it was a great experience. It was good to be able to go out, meet people, touch base with people, and also to share with the little ones. Our young people were out sharing out snacks and juice and water. It was a great time. And this Sunday, I'm glad that God is impacting the communities through us. And this Sunday, we are going to Allen View in St. Thomas. Allen View, look out for us. Bless God. We are going to Lamins in St. Joseph and Airy Hill in St. Joseph. So we are coming to you on Sunday, and look out for us. It's going to be a great time. And in April, just to give you a synopsis of all the things we're going to be doing, it's 30 years and we are moving on, 30 years of ministry. We're going to be touching all the schools within our 4th Avenue Rockdunda area. We're going to be touching on Garden Greenwich, St. Boniface and St. James Mixed. And we're inviting all the principals and the teachers to come to a Sunday service and luncheon so that we can bless and pray for them. We also have Apostle Lucille's alma mater. We'll be going to St. Albans, where she will be presenting them with a significant contribution to the school, because she says it's the University of St. James.
Yes, God.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Of St. James, St. Albans.
Praise give God. Way to you, madam.
Leaders have come out to St. Albans.
Praise God. Praise God. And also we have, we'll be celebrating Apostle's grand birthday in May, and we are having a cricket match in her honor at Sion Hill Community Center. Bless God. And then one of the highlights also is that we are celebrating Apostle Lucille and Apostle Chris' 50th golden wedding anniversary. Woo! It's going to be fantastic. And we're going to be doing the renewal of vows for all the couples, including them. It's going to be great. We're going to have a time for the couples in August. In June, it's all about the men. In July, it's all about the women. And we're going to have our Hat Sunday. You need to listen out for that. That is always a great time.
President being.
And the president is usually in there, the president of Barbados. Yes, Dame Sandra. Then in August, we will have the couples. September, the youth. And then in October, great celebration, 30 years as a ministry, our convention, save the date, October 26th to the 29th, is going to be awesome. It's going to be mind-blowing. We expect the Lord to show up and bless us for 30 years, the year of Jubilee and the year of fulfillment. And we give God all the thanks and the praise for what he's doing in Mount Zion Missions. Listen out and you will hear more as the time comes. And of course, Apostle, don't let me forget, please know that we will be in Golden Square March 14th and 15th. Save that day, March 14th and 15th. Two-day crusade. The Friday and the Saturday, there's going to be powerful preaching. There's going to be worship, dynamic worship. Then we're going to have a concert on the Saturday, and we are going to have intercession. In the middle of the city, Mount Zion Missions, along with other churches, will be there to pray for this nation. Make sure that you are there. The 14th, 15th of March, starting 7 p.m. every night. We'll keep you posted. God bless you.
Oh, wonderful. I'm excited, Reverend Gail. Just listening to you as you passionately inform us makes me excited about being in the kingdom.
It's exciting.
Praise God. And you know, people always think that church is boring, but I've never had a boring day in church.
Yeah.
I'm always excited about church and very passionate. I love that Mount Zion, we make church fun. We make worshiping God fun. And especially when we have our DJ Pluma and he gets the music going.
Yeah.
And young people, the little children running through the church. Somebody came to visit us on Sunday, last Sunday. And they said they were so blessed to see the children during the service with the little banners going through the church and just dancing before the Lord.
Man,
we've taught our young people, our children, to worship God from young. Praise God. And even my little grandchild, I'm telling you, she wasn't even 3 yet. She was out there in the joining the posse.
Amen.
That's what we do at Mount Zion Missions. We teach our children from early to just get up on Sunday mornings and just dance before the Lord and, you know, let him know that you love him and you worship him and you honor him as God and King. Praise God. And so I'm very happy with what God is doing among us. We were happy last week to have, the last 2 weeks, to have our visiting pastor from the USA, from Oregon, and his wife, Reverend Dave Stone and Nancy Stone. And we were pleased to have him share in our Bible school. Every year he comes to us, spends some time with us, and conducts some lectures in our Bible school. He's always ready to train us, to teach us, to impart. And he's a very deep man of God in the Word. Praise God.
Yes.
He's deep in theology, and we're glad that God has given us such a treasure that he can come. And when he leaves, we feel richer from his being here. Because he imparts so much to us. And last week, he shared extensively to the audience, to all of you that are listening, or those that didn't get a chance to listen, you can always, you know, get the tape. We talked about ministry beginning in the desert last two Fridays. And in that presentation, he talked about the importance of being in the wilderness. And we're taken to the desert, the wilderness, for 4 reasons. We're taken to the desert, 1, to die to self. Jesus went to the wilderness. John the Baptist went to the wilderness as well to die to self, and 2, to learn to depend on God. Because in the wilderness, there's nothing. You just have to trust God to keep you. Praise God. And 3, you're there in the wilderness, in the desert, to learn to worship God. Because it's you and God alone up there. Praise God. And then the 4th reason was to see his glory. Praise God. Sometimes we go through situations and we don't know why. But at the end of the day, when we see God work for us, we give God glory and praise, and we see his magnificent presence. Praise God. So the desert is not somewhere where you're going to physically die, but you're going to come back greater and stronger and better. So if there's anybody listening right now, you didn't get to hear Reverend Stone, I just repeated that for your benefit. The desert is not there to kill you. It's to make you better.
Yes.
You can die to self. You're to learn to depend on God, and you're to learn how important it is to worship God, and you're to learn how to see and appreciate the glory of the Lord in the wilderness. So if you're in a wilderness situation right now, I've been there many times, but it has taught me how to depend on God. It's taught me how to die to self. It has taught me how to worship my God, and it's taught me bless God to really bask in his glory.
Man,
hallelujah. To see his glory and to bask in it. And that's so important. Praise God. I want to continue to share on our theme. And of course, we have scriptures that are undergirding our theme. Isaiah 60 from verse 1 to 3, and then Exodus 14. Reverend Gay is going to read those verses for us. But we are encouraged at Mount Zion Missions. This is our year, our new era. And it's a new day. It's our kingdom jubilee year of fulfillment. And everyone are excited. We're full of excitement and expectancy. Praise God. You know, things don't just happen suddenly. You have to go through a process. And everybody wants sometimes to get everything one time. You must have it now. No, there's a process to what God wants to do in your life. A woman becomes pregnant and she will take 9 months. Sometimes you might have an early birth, but the normal procedure is 9 months before the baby is born. And then even at the time of birth, you have to go through some pain, some contractions, and you can't push without the pain. You have to wait until you get a contraction before you push. And so at the end of the day, when the baby is born, all of the pain and the difficulties you've had for the 9 months are forgotten. Just to hear the cry of the baby.
Yes.
Look in the baby's face, you feel a sense of achievement. So sometimes we want to see things happen. We want to reach our place of fulfillment, our time of fulfillment. We want to have it now. It's not going to work like that. We have to go through the process. So Reverend Gail, would you read the scriptures for me? Praise God, Isaiah 61 to 3. And then you can read Exodus 14 and just read from 24 to 31. And I'll come back and share. I also want to share an aspect of the eagle, because it's important for me to reiterate the importance of waiting for your era. We've waited for 30 years.
Yes.
And in our 30th year, God is saying, this is your year of fulfillment.
Year of fulfillment.
You know, this is your jubilee
Amen.
Year.
Amen.
And Jesus started his ministry at 30 years. And David was crowned at 30 years. And John the Baptist started his ministry at 30 years.
Yes.
There's something very significant about the 30th year. Praise God.
Amen.
In our 30th year, we're seeing God work for us.
Yes.
Marvelous things that never happened before.
Yes.
Some things that we were waiting
for. Held up.
My goodness me. We were waiting for some things to happen in our ministry, and it didn't happen. And now we're seeing it just easily being released to us. Because we are now in our 30th year. It's our jubilee year. So we had to go through the process to now reach a stage where God, we are mature enough to handle
Amen.
What he's given us.
Amen. Amen.
If we could have sabotaged our future, if you had given it to us too early,
Amen.
We would have been immature and flighty and not settled and do all kinds of crazy stuff. But I thank God.
Hallelujah.
For the period. Hallelujah. Can I say something to somebody right now?
Yeah.
If you're waiting on God and it seems long, let me just say this to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, God is going to come true for you.
Yeah.
Be still and know that he is God.
Yes.
As you wait, he's developing you.
Ah.
He's working on you.
Yes.
He's taking out all of the stuff that will sabotage your life and your ministry and your family and your marriage and all that. He's removing that so you can become somebody great in the earth. So you can be a blessing to someone in the earth.
Yes.
Reverend Gail, read for me, please.
Isaiah 61 to 3, and this Isaiah 60 is our foundational word. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples, but the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn.
Good Jesus.
Exodus 14 from verse 24. And it came to pass that in the morning watch, the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians, and took off their chariot wheels, that they drove them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thine hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots, and upon their horsemen. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength when the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled against it. And the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea, and the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the hosts of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them. But the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians. And the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses.
God made a promise to Moses when he went to him in the fire, when he saw a burning bush, and he told him to go down to Egypt to speak to Pharaoh and tell him, let my people go. And God said, I'll bring them out victoriously, and you shall worship me on this mount. God keeps his promises.
Yes.
We got to remember that. But we have to go through some stuff, and the Israelites had to go through in the wilderness. They suffered a lot because they were rebellious. A lot of them died in the wilderness because of their rebellion. So when you're waiting on the Lord, you can't be rebellious. You've got to submit your will to God.
Yes.
You've got to trust God.
Yes.
Because God can fight for you. And when he says, stand still and see salvation, stand still.
Mm-hmm.
When he says, you know, don't fight this one, let me fight for you, let God fight your battles. And so when God is taking us into a new era, we have to go through some experiences. Yeah? We have to go through the pressing and the contractions and the pain and the crossing of the Red Sea and hearing behind us our enemies, the chariots, the sound of the chariots and the horses coming after us. And when we look in front of us, all we're seeing is the Red Sea.
Yes.
And we know that's danger. How can we overcome that? But God has a plan.
Amen.
God has a plan. And as long as God has a plan, you can trust your life, your ministry, your family, your marriage, your circumstances, your situation. You can trust it into the hand of the Lord. This is not a cliche. I have been in the ministry all 42 years, and I can tell you that I've had to do that. I've had to die in the wilderness. I had to trust and depend on God.
Yes.
And God has been faithful.
Always.
I love that song. Trust God.
I trust in God.
He heard and he answered. It's my favorite song because I have learned to trust in God, not in man. There were things that I said alone. There was no man there, but bless what God. He was there.
Yeah.
And God is saying, like the eagle goes through a process. Huh? They say that the eagle is the bird that lives the longest. It lives up to 70 years. But in order to do that, when he reaches the age of 40, he got to make a serious decision. At 40, he has to take his long talons, which he can no longer grab prey with. He got to take those and he got to knock them out. Praise God. And then he got to take his beak and hit it against the rock and knock them out.
Oh.
And then he got to sit and take his, pull out all of his feathers. Every feather he's got to pull out. And look at him. If you picture him, he's just bloody and gory and ugly. And nobody wants to be with the eagle when he looks like that. You can't judge a person when they're going through that process because they're going somewhere.
Amen.
Don't judge me on my present.
And he would look vulnerable.
Vulnerable. That's why he goes in the heights so the other birds can come to, you know, to disadvantage him. You know, and he's there, but he is getting a rebirth.
Amen.
In order to do that, in order to live 70 years, he's got to go through the rebirth.
Yes.
In order to get his new era.
His new day. A new era.
For me. He's got to go through the process. Can I say to somebody all the things that you're going through? You got to pick up all of those feathers. In fact, you got to move some people from around you too.
Mm.
And get away from some areas they're going into and some situations that you're getting involved in. Get away from that. Pull out your beak. Knock out your talons. Pull out your feathers. Whatever you have to do to get a rebirth. Because guess what happens? When that is done, and other birds could see him like that. They're laughing. And people see you in that position, they would say something is wrong. No, nothing is wrong. God is working on you.
process.
God is processing you. Oh, bless.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And so one day, when those fellows are all back, he takes flight. And he heads straight to the sun. He's the only bird that can look straight into the sun. He heads straight to the sun. And we have to, whatever we do, head straight to Jesus, the Son of God.
Hallelujah.
He's our sunshine. Praise God. Arise and shine, for thy light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. When you've gone through your process, get up, rise up, and head straight to Jesus. Don't look to man, look to Jesus. And that eagle lives 30 years after that rebirth. So he gets the lifespan of 70 years, but he's got to go through a process to save his life. Am I talking to somebody today? God is saying to you, the process might be hard and tough, but you got to go through because God's got great plans for you. But you're not supposed to give up, though. You're not supposed to give up and go back and, you know, and get discouraged. This is the time that you have to say, I know that God is with me. I know that at the end of this, I'm going to be victorious. I know my new day is coming. I know my new era is coming, and I'm going to go through, and I'll be still and know that God is working. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, Reverend Gail, you're going to give the blessings to our sponsors and give the announcements so that people can find us by telephone and our address. God bless all of you listeners. Thank you for listening again. May you rise up and do the will of God and carry out the purpose of God in Jesus' name.
Thank you very much. And we are giving much thanks and praise to God for our sponsors, Nature Isle Landscape. They are very professional at the work of landscaping and beautifying your homes and properties. Please give them a call and benefit from their services. Contact information 436-4753. That number again, 436-4753. I'm so glad that you joined us today for the program. Let us know how this program has impacted you. Please contact us, 422-2512, 422-2512, or 432-6479, 432-6479. We are located 4th Avenue, Rock Dunder, St. James, just off of Highway 2A. And remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive.
Thank you so much. Apostle Chris, pray for those persons who listen today and God touch their lives before we go.
Precious Father, what an honor it is to call upon your name. We are blessed to worship you. We are honored to glorify you. And we ask, Lord, that your hand, as we speak these words to the airwaves, to the media, that your hearts will also be open, the listeners' hearts will also be open to this message, to know that God cares.
Yes.
He will not forget you. He will not let you fall. All you need to do is hold on, follow, and see what he does in your life. In Jesus' name, day by day, until the end, until you've come to your day of victory, the Lord shall do it for you. In Jesus' name, God bless.
Thank you, Apostle Chris. Bless God. God bless you, listeners. Remember, your new day is coming. Hang in there. Go through the process. God is with you. God bless you all. God bless you, listeners. Look forward to seeing you, hearing from you again. Look forward to you calling in, letting us know you've been touched by the power of God. And we look forward to coming to you again next Friday. In Jesus' name, God bless you. God bless you all.
Thank you for joining us. We look forward to sharing with you as you tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory on Life 97.5 FM.